This is Austin Pace with BYU Idaho Radio, and joining me today is Dalton Johnson with Studio C. Dalton joined Studio C as a featured cast member in Season 8, together with Aaron Fielding and Tori Pence, coming from Divine Comedy. He is currently one of the cast members of Studio C as of Season 17. Thank you for joining me, Dalton.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is great.
Awesome. So now a lot of people know you from some of the funny characters you play on Studio C, but I mean, I don't really know too much about you personally. So tell me about you and your family.
Sure. Yeah. Great question. I live in Provo. That's, you know, where it's filmed, obviously, but I went to BYU. That's where what got me there. I was initially living in Reno growing up, but I've been in Utah since 2015, met my wife there, and now I have one daughter, Florence, who's 2 years old now. And yeah, I've been doing sketch comedy for Studio C for 8 years and sketch for a couple years more. I got into comedy from wanting to do comics growing up, and I was interested in stand-up, but sketch just kind of happened. That was like a group that was going on in college, and I was interested, so that's kind of what happened.
Let's just say before you got into college, what did you see yourself doing in the future? Was it sketch comedy or no?
My dream growing up was to have like a newspaper comic. One of the people from my state growing up, his name is Brian Crane. For anyone that has ever read newspaper comics growing up, he makes the Pickles comic strip. It's about an old couple. And yeah, I met with him a couple times. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. That's like, if he can do it, I can do it. But obviously, I don't think this is any news to anyone. Newspapers are not exactly what they used to be. So that's not like a super feasible thing. There's obviously web comics and stuff like that. And I was kind of interested in stand up growing up, but I was like, if I can have a comic and maybe be a teacher on the side, or like do comics on the side, but be a teacher or something like that, then that would be great. But yeah, in the meantime, in college, I ended up doing sketch with the group there. I was like, oh, this is a great other venue, like another medium for comedy. And I think more so than comics or art, I was interested in the comedy side of things. So it was kind of a natural, like, different thing to do.
So did you study acting or writing, or what did you study in college?
Yeah, I technically graduated with a Spanish major, but that was just to get out of college, really. I initially tried to do animation at BYU. But man, they have a crazy animation program. It was like, I saw people that were like in the same intro class with me, and I was like, they are way better than me, and they said they didn't get in. So I'm like, oh, no way can I do this. I also thought of medicine for a little bit. My dad's a doctor, and I worked at his practice for a few months, and was like, this is horrible. This is terrible. So yeah, for most of college, I was planning on becoming a teacher. And then when I got Studio C, it was like, well, the student teaching and stuff like that wouldn't really be feasible with that job. So yeah, Spanish was my route out of college once I got Studio C.
Awesome. So did you serve a mission, Spanish speaking, or what led you to that?
I did. So I served in Lima. That was from 2013 to 2015. And yeah, once you know Spanish, a Spanish major is pretty much like high school English kind of stuff,
right?
You know? Though for the life of me, I couldn't finish any of the books in Spanish. Like 100 Years of Solitude in Spanish is near impossible. It's probably impossible in English, to be honest with you. But yeah, so it's not too bad of a major, really. And for anyone that wants to do it, I think it's great. I think especially for like Spanish teachers and stuff, that's a great route.
Awesome. So you kind of got introduced to sketch comedy in college. So what made you want to continue doing that? What kind of really got you into that? What got you hooked?
I didn't think it was like an option to do sketch outside of college, or like acting or writing outside of college. It seemed like, you know, not realistic to like want that kind of stuff. And it does involve a lot of luck. And I just so happened to get a call one day from Studio C people. I didn't even think they were like transitioning casts or anything like that, but they were asking if I wanted to like be involved. And I was like, oh, sure. Great. So I can't say that I had like a big audition experience or anything like that. And I'm kind of glad I didn't. I don't know if I would have made it in if I had to audition. But yeah, it just kind of happened. And I do think that's true for a lot of people. There is just like random things that happen if you make it in. And I can't say that will just happen to every person. There is a lot of luck that is involved. But if you do make yourself visible, the chances of that kind of thing go up. So if you are involved in groups like that, or just submitting to places and stuff like that, then then luck favors that, I guess. Yeah.
So what did you do to make yourself visible?
Mostly I was doing stuff with Divine Comedy, that group. I was still trying to do other things, like other comic kind of things and stuff, but it just so happened to be Divine Comedy that got me that job. Yeah, I can't say it was anything magical outside of that.
So you just received a call one day and they invited you on. So what did that process look like? What were your initial thoughts?
I thought it was totally random and out of the blue and awesome. Like, I was struggling to find even a student job at the time, you know? So yeah, I did not think that was even in the realm of possibility. So I'm still very grateful for that. I still have a job because of that. But yeah, it wasn't really all that different in terms of like the writing and stuff like that. It was just like getting used to like screenplay format and stuff like that. But it was like basically stuff I was doing in college. It was more the film side of things that was like, oh, there's a learning curve to this of like, even like what directors say is like, what does Martini mean? What is all this? There's a lot of weird film terms. I'm like, what am I supposed to do now? But yeah, you kind of figure that out as you go along. And I feel like understanding like the craft of like acting and stuff like that took me a while to like really understand like, oh, there really is, you got to put a lot into it in order to like get the most out of that.
So how did your time with Divine Comedy, how is that similar or different to your time with Studio C?
Divine Comedy is like, obviously that's not like a job, and Studio C is a job. That's the biggest difference. But it's also, yeah, it feels like kind of grassroots to do Divine Comedy, as opposed to like Studio C is kind of like an institution. There's a lot of people involved in it. There's producers and all that kind of stuff. But what's nice about something like Divine Comedy, or like, yeah, if you are ever interested in like participating in a group like that, is like, it's just you guys, and like people are really on your side. Audiences are on your side, because it's just, they know you're just like a group of friends doing something, you know, and like expectations are low enough to where like people are like willing to be on your side and have fun, you know. I do think what's harder about working on a show in terms of like laughter is just like expectations are raised a little bit. It's like, well, that's funny, but that's not like you deserve a job funny kind of stuff. So people right. are kind of like, you know, arms folded, just like, oh, let's see if you can make me laugh, you know. But yeah, the nice thing obviously about working on a show is like there's more you can do. Like there are things that are just possible. Like there's VFX and stuff like that that are in the realm of possibility, like if you put some budget behind it. So that's pretty cool.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about your time with Studio C. What has been your favorite sketch that you've been in?
I know exactly what it is. There's one sketch that we wrote that was like a Parent Trap parody that was just very silly to write. It was very silly to perform in. The gist of it is like me and my other castmate, Garrett, we look very different from each other. I'm a big fat guy and he's just like a lanky kind of stick, you know? And so we look very different from each other. And the idea was like, it's the Parent Trap, but it's us. And we think we're twins, you know, but we're obviously not twins. We look so different from each other. So it's just like seeing the whole movie through that, like we would put the pictures together and it didn't match up and we still didn't get it and stuff like that. So that was really fun to do. And it turns out it's really fun to like recreate scenes from movies from your past. You know, like we did that whole ear-piercing scene from The Parent Trap. I'm like, I can't believe we're doing the ear-piercing scene. So just start to finish was so much fun to do.
Awesome. So you also write. Did you help write that one?
I did help write that one. So it was me, Garrett, and another writer, Naomi. So and she has done some acting with Studio C in the past, too.
So would you say that is your favorite? That was your favorite sketch to write as well?
I definitely think so. Sometimes writing as a group can be a slog, especially like if you're not on the same page with stuff. But we were totally on the same page and we were in a weird, really dumb mood. I mean dumb in a good way. I think when you're writing comedy, right. the highest compliment you can get was like, that was so stupid, you know. So, yeah, we were just in a weird mood and was just like, oh, we can do anything we want. Like, we even wrote in like, oh, we'll have Dennis Quaid come in here. And it's like, we almost got Dennis Quaid for it, but he wasn't available and was also too expensive. But it was like, we almost got Dennis Quaid. I can't believe we almost got away with that. It's really fun when you're writing with a group and it's just like, what can we get away with? So that was really fun.
Right. So how has Studio C helped you professionally and with your family? Like, how has Studio C blessed you and your family?
Oh man, yeah, I didn't know that this would be an option for a job at all. There's honestly not a lot of sketch comedy jobs out there. Like, you know, there's SNL is always out there. There's sometimes new shows that come out and stuff, but sketch comedy, really, that's a rare job to be able to work in. So it's just a random place that I was in at the right time that was able to do that. And it's nice that it's good-natured comedy. I really appreciate that it's not like something that's really biting. It's just something that you can be silly and you can just kind of forget about the worries of the world and stuff like that. I think that's really fun, and that can like trickle into your actual life if you start thinking that kind of way. I do think like humor is so, so wonderful in that way. Humor can be used as a weapon, but it can also just be a way to bring people together and kind of just like, if you make a joke out of something bad that's happening, then it's like you kind of have power over the bad things that are happening. You know, it's like if it's funny, then it can't be that bad. Right. So I love humor in that way. I think that can help any aspect of your life.
Awesome. So today you gave a presentation here at BYU Idaho, teaching students a little bit more about sketch comedy, generating creative ideas, and the role of surprise and silliness in the writing process. And you've talked a little bit about how powerful comedy is. Mm-hmm. So could you tell me a little bit more about what you talked about to the students in each of those areas?
Yeah, this is something I talked about, and I've thought about this for a long time, is like kind of what is comedy? It's hard to like define what it is. But I can often define it in my head in contrast to other forms of writing. So I think of like there being a continuum between truth, or like what's familiar and what's relatable, and surprise on the other end. So just like something that really catches you off guard. So something like normal dramatic fiction writing would be like a little more on the truth side. Like you want to surprise your reader all the time, but you want it to be grounded and immersive first and foremost, you know? But comedy is more on the other side of things. Like you don't care so much if it's like super immersive. You just want people to laugh at it and think it's crazy and catches you off guard, right? So kind of the point I was trying to make is like even if you are a dramatic writer, you still want silliness in your life or in your brain. You know, you want surprise to happen in your writing. And silliness is a great way to create surprise. So if you're thinking in that kind of mode, then that can make you prone to think of more surprising kind of things.
And how have you been able to, I guess, put those teachings that you taught the students into your own writing process?
I wish I did it more. Sometimes it's very much do as I say, not as I do, you know, but something I'm trying to do now, like we actually are in the writing season right now for Studio C, and it's getting to the point in writing season where it's just like, it's just hitting your head against the wall, like you're out of ideas and it feels like you're writing the same thing over and over again. So yeah, recently what I've been trying to do is like, okay, what are the sketches that I think are too off the wall, too like dumb to even pitch to my friends, you know? And normally I stay away from those because I think it's too risky. It's too unearned or anything like that. But it's different, and that allows me to like get into a different headspace than kind of the hitting my head against the wall. I think just doing something different when you're feeling kind of a writer's block is really helpful.
So what advice do you give to students who may be thinking about going into script or sketch writing?
Yeah, go for it. It's really fun. Like worst case scenario is like not everyone is going to get a job out of it. And like it's not that I'm the most qualified person in the world to do sketch comedy. I think I'm qualified, but there's so many qualified people out there. It's not like I'm more qualified than any of those people. But I still think it's worthwhile for you to do, even if you don't get that out of it. Like I was just talking to someone after the class that like did humor code for BYU Idaho. And they were just like, oh, I met some of my closest friends through that. I met my spouse, and it's just like, and they are able to reminisce on a lot of those things. Like comedy is just a worthwhile thing to do. It's fun. Like just do it. And if something happens from it, then great. But even if not, like comedy is like a good skill to have in your life. Like no matter what you do for work or anything like that, it's just good to like think silly sometimes. It's a better way to live.
So how do you think thinking silly has helped you be a more positive person?
I think thinking in terms of jokes and stuff is easier to like, I don't know. There's a lot of people that are like, oh, look on the bright side of things, be grateful for things. And I think that's important. I don't want to like poo-poo on any of that, right? But like, it's easier for me to just joke about the hard things that are happening. It's like, it's easier to not be in a negative headspace when everything's a joke, right? Not like, you should be serious sometimes, but like, if you are too serious about like horrible things that are happening in the world, there are always bad things that are happening in the world and in your life. And I don't want to like say those like, yeah, buck up, kid. But like, it's more helpful for me to just laugh it off. You know, I realized that when I was like in middle school, like I like got really sad because I was just like kind of the fat kid, you know. But like once I started joking about it, I was like, oh, I have power over this. This is not like a big deal. This is, you can just poke fun at the weirdness of the world and then it's fine. There's nothing too wrong about it anymore.
So I guess just as the last question, what has been your favorite part about being a member of Studio C?
That's a good question. It's really fun to just do things that you think weren't allowed to do, you know? Like, again, just like getting away with something. It's fun, like, doing something that's like, man, that was pointless. That's awesome. Like, there's one that I didn't write this one, but like, I remember one of my coworkers was saying, like, man, no one asked for this. This is awesome. And it's really funny to see, like, yeah, it's fun to do things that like people are like, oh, I wish someone would make this. But like to go a step further and being like, no one even wanted this and you're going to watch this regardless. Like the one that we're talking about was like, it's a country song, but a vampire is singing it. But he's still like very country and he's also very vampire. And it's like, no one asked for this. This is so dumb. And that's what makes it kind of beautiful. So I love just pointless stuff. Like, yeah, being able to like be like a little kid, essentially.
That was Dalton Johnson with Studio C. It was good to meet you, and thanks again for joining me today.
Oh, thank you. This is great.